Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cardano Live. I have Philip and Chris with me today from the Muesli Swap DEX, and I very much appreciate having them here. Thanks for everyone joining us here on Cardano Live. Check out the description down below. I have a link to the Muesli Swap DEX, their Twitter. Make sure to follow them on Twitter so you can get the latest information coming out from the DEX. There's also a Telegram and Discord link down below so you can join the Muesli Swap Telegram and Discord to get more community engagement and talk with other folks who are using the DEX and learn from them as well. So great community you guys have started off with. Thank you, Philip and Chris, for joining me today on Cardano Live. I'd like to start off with Philip. Philip, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got here to Cardano? So a little bit about yourself, please, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having us first. And so I'm Philip from Muesli Swap. I'm a chief information officer at our DEX, and I'm mostly responsible for designing and implementing the smart contracts that power the exchange. And so about myself, first and foremost, I'm a computer scientist. And then Chris kind of got me into crypto as well. So I'm relatively new to that. Since I've been doing it now, I found it combines many of the interests that I have, which are sort of in designing protocols and distributed systems and so on. And then even Haskell itself and Cardano kind of brings all of that together.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Philip. Chris, a little bit about yourself, please.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for having us at first. So my name is Chris. I started together with Matt, who is not here today, Muesli Swap, back last year, where we had the idea, or we saw that there's kind of the need in the Cardano community for a decentralized exchange. So back when there were not even smart contracts, and we also thought, yeah, maybe we can also implement a DEX. And I'm also a computer scientist by education, like most of our team members. And together with Philip, Matt, and many others, we started building Muesli Swap. And yeah, we had kind of great feedback over the last few months. So we are very happy where we are right now.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, I'm surprised how big your team really is. A couple of your teammates were on with Pay earlier this morning over on Big Pay's channel. And Chris, you and Samuel were over on Pete's channel. Pete, the Cardano ambassador, has a channel from A to Oz. And so now you guys are getting out into all these podcasts like, wow, there's a lot of folks here. I got to hand it to you guys. What you did is amazing. Absolutely amazing. You came out of nowhere and you just kind of all of a sudden people were anticipating, you know, when are there going to be DEXs on Cardano? And then bam, Muesli Swap right out of nowhere. You guys fired up this DEX and it worked. And I had people asking me, they're saying, hey, what's Muesli Swap, right? And I was like, well, I don't really know. So I went over there and started poking around. And I was like, holy cow, this is a fully operational DEX. People were asking me not to be rude, but they would say, is that a scam? And I was like, I don't know. I'll go take a look at it. And I took a look. And it worked. It was a lot like Saturn Network on Ethereum Classic. And I was like, holy cow, this is a fully operational DEX. So you guys felt that too, right? When the initial people on social media started talking to you guys on your Twitter account, did you guys kind of feel that?
I think we had a lot of skepticism in the beginning, but I think over time, a lot of people said, yeah, now I came around trying it out and it actually works. And then they started advocating for us and more people started advocating for us. And then I think it convinced many other people to try as well. So it's a very nice growth we've seen over the last few months.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it simply worked. You go in there and now it doesn't have the automated market maker yet. But if there's an order and you match that order, that's what I did is I went in and I found an order. I was like, OK, I want that. And I sent the ADA against that order and I got the tokens returned and it worked. That was it. I was like, holy crap, it's a fully operational DEX. Amazing work. So you guys felt that, too. People had to get used to it and say, hey, look at that. And I noticed that as well. People on social media were like, hey, this thing's operating. Then all of a sudden someone announced and said, hey, they did it. This Muesli Swap is the first DEX to actually launch on Cardano, right? So I got to give you guys credit for that. Perks to y'all.
Thanks.
All right. So what are some of the things we're running? We need to talk about the user experience. We got a lot of folks dialed in. So I'd like to let the viewers know we're going to start talking about all this stuff. Feel free to ask us questions in the chat and we will get to your questions. Make sure you keep it on the Muesli Swap related information. If you've used the DEX and you have questions, please let us know while we have these experts here, and we'll try to answer your questions as we can. And if a question cannot be answered, that's okay also, but we'll try to get what we can. All right. So users navigate to the Muesli Swap decks. I have the link down below in the description. They're presented with, they can select either Cardano or Bitcoin Cash, right? Because you guys have, you have things working over on Bitcoin Cash as well. And they select Cardano, and then they're presented with a selection of tokens they can pick from on your site. Okay. So kind of walk me through there. I pick a token. I have a wallet. Let's say I have a NAMI wallet or I have CC Vault connected, and I select a token. Kind of walk me through it. What happens from there in the process? How does that work?
So basically, if you enter the page, you see you have two possibilities. You can either go to the featured section or to the community section. And the featured section basically showed the most famous tokens or the most demanded ones. And now you can simply select a certain token. Then you get information like what is the total supply, what is the circulating supply, what is the price per token. And some history, like some pointers to the website and so on. In the middle, you can see like the charts. So we are trying to provide some historical data. Where has the token price been? Where did it go? So you can make kind of your own investment decision. Is the price too high or is it too low? Do I want to buy or sell? And then below all these charts and so on, you see the order book. And that's the first difference you see to other decentralized exchanges. So Muesli Swap doesn't have an automated market maker, but it's based on the order book. And what does that mean? So if I place an order, for example, I want to buy, there needs to be someone else who wants to sell a certain amount of tokens. And if I have a buyer and a seller, they're basically matched together. So if you have the automated market maker, you have people coming from all over the place providing liquidity to this market maker. And now the AMM is quoting a price all the time. And when I buy, I buy against this pool. And what I do in our order book instead is I buy against another person who wants to sell or buy. So each model has kind of advantages and disadvantages, but from now we chose to go with the order book model. I hope this makes it a little bit clear.
Yeah, no, that does make it much more clear. And when I've used it, I've noticed exactly that. So when I've used it, I've gone in, let's say I was buying milk tokens, right? Never financial advice on Cardano Life. I'm going in to buy milk tokens and I buy it. As long as the ADA I submit against that order exactly matches the order, then eventually that order will get filled and then I get my milk tokens. But if I don't exactly match the order, it'll just generate a new order, right?
So what actually happens is you have a limit order and another limit. And if the price doesn't need to be the same, just if like I want to sell for 10 and you want to buy for 11, then they also match together. So the ADA amount doesn't need to fit. It just needs to fulfill both limits. But what requirement we have right now is that the size needs to be the same. And why do we have this requirement? It's actually not that we couldn't like implement these partial matches from the beginning, but I think now we are in kind of a point where we can say why we did it. I think there's kind of a lot of congestion already going on the blockchain, and if you split it up into multiple orders and so on, you need even more transactions, you need more memory and so on, and that's one of the reasons why we did this kind of trade off in the beginning where we said we only match equally sized orders. But a lot of users are demanding us to say, if I want to buy 100 tokens and the other one wants to sell 10, I still want to get matched. And then my order stays with the remaining 90 tokens. And this like partial matching is what's going to come with our smart contract upgrade, hopefully in the beginning of February.
Okay. And you know, that's something very important to talk about. We'll go ahead and talk about that now early on in the podcast so that users are aware. So the next part we're going to talk about is very important for you, the viewers and the users of any DEX on Cardano, whether it's Muesli Swap or Sunday Swap or Drip Drops or any other, and Drip Drops isn't a DEX, it's a delivery service. But any of the product service, or maybe you like NFTs, if you visit one of the NFT services, there is going to be a delay. So users must be patient. So we'll talk about why that is, all right? So on the front end of both the DEX, so the DEX, people can access it from a command line interface if they wanted to. But the DEX has a very high-speed user interface in the web browser when you go to visit any of these services. And it allows users to get in as fast as possible. But on the back end, there's the Cardano chain that can only take so many, right? So there, somewhere in the middle, there's going to be a queue or a buffer where people are just going to have to wait, right? That's pretty much how it works. So like with MeasleySwap, I can, so I can navigate to the website and it allows me to connect my wallet, either, you know, CC Vault, NAMI Wallet, Jira Wallet. I think, I don't know if Jira Wallet's support on there yet. Is it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jira Wallet, that's a very neat wallet as well. I just have not used it with MeasleySwap yet. And they connect the wallet to the website. Then they go to place their order. What happens next? How does that work? And then why is it slow? What makes an order slow to get fulfilled? Because people want instant gratification, but there's some limitations there. Can you tell me what happens after I connect my wallet, I place my order? How does it work from there?
Yes, I mean, as you said, you place the order. So then the order gets basically written into our order book, and the order book is located on the blockchain. So the order is sent to the blockchain. And so, yeah, that currently it takes a while until it's sort of registered there as a transaction. And then the second part is that you need to wait first until your order finds a matching counter order. And once that happens, then one of our decentralized matchmakers would need to like notice that and actually submit a transaction that executes the trade, so that sends your money to the other guy and his money to you, right? And this is actually the bigger problem currently, because in this transaction, the smart contract needs to be included. And the smart contract is pretty big, and so that takes up a lot of space on the blockchain. And so that currently takes a while until it actually is included in a block. Maybe we're talking about an hour or so.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what I've observed as well, is it could take anywhere. So even though the user interface allows you to rapidly submit an order to the chain, it could take 2, 4, 6 hours or longer until that order is filled. Now, there's a difference in the size of the transactions and how long it takes to fill. How does that part work on how big the actual transaction is? It affects the amount of time, right? For the order to get filled, whether or not it's taken on chain, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Because maybe how Cardano works is that if I want to send something to a smart contract, the smart contract is just an address. But if I actually want to execute the smart contract or use some funds that are stored at it, you need to provide the entire smart contract to it. And that's what makes the transaction much, much bigger.
Okay. And, you know, and that's important. We wanted to make sure we point out, it's not just the MeasleySwap limitation. It's a limitation of how much you can fit on the chain and how much the next block producer that has those transactions sitting on it when it goes to create the blocks, does it include that transaction in the block before it's executed? And all these things cause delay. So the user might submit the transaction, but it could be at least a couple of hours before it's actually executed. It could be 6 hours. You never know. It depends on the amount of load that we're putting on the chain across all the different systems and smart contracts running on the chain. Cool. All right. So guys, I'm going to touch on a few user questions. I'll see if I saw a few over here come up. All right. Anything else we want to touch on with MeasleySwap? There was a few things we talked about yesterday before the podcast. What's the most common questions you get from users? I think that was one of them.
I think if you maybe talk about the listed tokens. So before, when we talk about you enter the page, so we have this featured section and then we have this community section, which is very new. And the community section consists of two things. So we have a section where it says the token is verified. And then we have a section where it says the token is unverified. And I just want to point out again, if a token is unverified, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a scam, but please always check what kind of token you're trading. We had people trying to put up Melt token like already 5-6 times. So we go in, they are unverified all the time. We go in, try to block these tokens and so on. And I just want to point out again, please always, before you trade, maybe click on the button view on Cardano scan and see if this token has a lot of transactions and so on. Just always be aware of people trying to scam into it. It's a common problem we see on many DEXs at the moment, or on the two DEXs.
Yeah, that is a common problem. I did see that on other DEXs, on other blockchains, is what'll happen is, pay attention to like, what are the featured coins? Those are popular. And a verified coin, you can control that from the web interface and say, yeah, this one's legit. But if someone mints an imposter coin, if someone tries to mimic a well-known coin and they create one that is just a mimic of it, it's an imposter. They're trying to like kind of steal that brand name or their logo or something, and they put a different coin on. The policy ID is the only thing that's going to protect a user, right? It really comes down to the policy ID cannot be faked, but it's also difficult for users to clearly identify the correct policy ID. It's just a very big, giant number. And usually they're looking for a visual aid, like what is the logo? What is the name, right? The simple version. So you guys have a solution to that where you say, you know, has it been verified or not? Basically is what you're saying here. If it's verified, it has the correct policy ID.
I mean, of course, always do your own research. What we are trying to do is like help people. So if it's verified, at least we looked at it. It doesn't give 100% guarantee, but at least you can be more sure that it should be okay. So as I said, the easiest thing is always to use the button view on Cardano Scan, because then you actually come to Cardano Scan and see how many transactions your token has. So in every transaction, the token is included. The counter goes up by one. If the token has maybe 20 transactions or 30, I would be very skeptical.
It always does come back to do your own research to make you're actually getting what you're looking for, and you're not getting like an imposter or someone who tried to mimic what you are trying to look for, you know, the actual token that the user seeks, because these DEXs are, they're permissionless. Really the only permission side, or not permission, but the web interface just makes it easier for the average user to get in there and interact with the blockchain, as well as the wallets. Okay. So very, very important. People just make sure you be patient, because although your order request is quick, it could be hours to many hours before it's filled. It's not just MuniswapSwap, but it's pretty much any application or dApp that you use on the Cardano blockchain, because it's under very high demand right now, which is a good thing. And I think that's good you put that banner on your website too. The blockchain is under heavy load. Orders might take a while. All right. I don't see a lot of questions from the viewers. Did we answer all your questions? Let me know if you got questions. There's funny ones in here from Skex. He says, Cardano's at a discount. Should I sell my house to buy all I can? Not financial advice. Sorry, I can't answer that. But he does say later on, I'll sell my wife also. let's see. Robert has a question. Good question here. Is there any way, thank you, Robert, for this question. Is there any way to get historical trade data from MuniswapSwap for tax accounting purposes? Maybe a way to export existing transactions and filled orders? This is a really good question. Might be kind of hard. Can you guys take that?
I mean, in theory, it's all written on the blockchain, right? So the data is somewhere. Like, currently we don't yet display it in a user-friendly way, but that is coming soon, I guess.
Yeah, we are working on this. So it will come at some point. And that's the good thing, as Philip said, it's on the blockchain. So when it comes in a few weeks at latest, you will be able to also see all your previous transactions. So this feature will be coming, and we know a lot of people are asking for it. It will be very good. Right now, you need to check in the wallet history, but I know this is cumbersome. You need to understand what actually Cardano Scan is showing you and all these things. So we will try to make this in a very clear and easy to understand way. And when we have it implemented, it will also go back. So I think it will help you once we have it, I hope.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, it is all in the blockchain. So MuniswapSwap and almost any other service could publish some sort of information, as long as they have the wallet address, right? As long as you have the wallet address, you can track down where the trades occurred. I think the one thing that you won't be able to get right now is what is the price of the trade? Again, not financial advice. What is the price of the trade on the day that you did it, or at the time you made the trade? So that might be something you're going to have to either record in a spreadsheet for now, or retrieve from maybe a centralized point to see, you know, what was the price whenever it occurred. I'm not sure if we have oracles running yet. Do you guys know?
Just to address, I mean, you can still see at what price you bought the token in your order, I guess.
Yeah, you can see what you bought it for the price of ADA. So something I do is I made note when I went in and did some trades for practice. Thank you, Robert, for that question. I made note of here's how much ADA I traded for milk, but how much is the ADA worth?
Uh-huh, right. That's what you mean.
So I just I had to write that down. That's what I mean. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's the truth thing that we don't have yet. So currently we are displaying everything in ADA, because I mean, as long as you stay on the blockchain, you are in ADA. But we understand that for real world problems or real world, if you want to connect to the real world, you need to show something like US dollar. And our main thing, what we always said, is as soon as there is kind of a big stable coin being traded on MuesliSwap, we can use the trading data from the stable coin to actually convert all the prices to US dollar. Until then, we don't have it. We would need to use some external price feeds, but we don't.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys thought of everything. It's just there's a few more features we still need on Cardano for you guys to continue to execute. Like, we need those stable coins. We need a little bit more throughput on chain. That's a limiting factor and stuff like that. Daniel, thanks for the question. He's got a good one here. What is the biggest challenge facing Muesli right now in delivering your next steps on the roadmap? Any big challenges out there right now? Throughput?
yeah, smart contracts? That's always a challenge right now, yeah.
Like the size of smart contract, the parameter change a few days ago was to allow bigger Plutus scripts on chain. That does not help with throughput, though. That doesn't help get the transactions faster. So any major challenges or what technologies do you need to see coming out in the future to help you realize the goals you have set?
So I think maybe if you want to reach a higher volume and so on, we need more projects to launch, more anticipated tokens to come, like Melt end of January and some others. And I think with all these new projects coming into the ecosystem, the demand will go up and so the volume on our decks. And yeah, with all these challenges and roadmaps we have, the blockchain is always kind of the bottleneck at the moment because of the congestion. I guess everybody that tried trading in the last few days experienced some long waiting times or some annoying errors we can also not do much about.
Yeah, there is a lot of congestion, and it's a natural feature of the blockchain. It's the limiting thing, right? You can throw as many transactions at it as you want, but the freeway is only so big. There's only so much that can pass through it. You know, who knows? Maybe Sebastian was right. Maybe we need gas fees someday.
No, but I mean, 2022, well, I mean, it's all about scaling for Cardano, I think. And I mean, there's good proposals coming up, like Hydra or even like smaller stuff. For example, there's one proposal that you don't include the script in every transaction, but you reference like earlier usages of the same script. And that, for example, is already going to help a lot, because then you don't have the big script in every transaction, because it's always the same script. So.
Oh, that's good. So it'll just point to the script at a previous location instead of carrying the script in every time.
Yeah.
So that will save on chain bloat, and it will also save on the size of the transaction itself, which would improve propagation.
Yeah. I mean, our smart contract has been called like over 400,000 times now. So that if you only have to store it once instead of 400,000 times, that's a good improvement.
Oh, that is a good point. Daniel, thank you for that question. Hopefully we helped answer it. And so you have had 400,000 smart contract calls already. That's a pretty significant
somewhere
fee.
Around that number, that's, yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, in the beginning, we always looked on it every day, was like super hype, but at some point the numbers got so big, I maybe check once a week. So I'm not sure about the exact number right now, but somewhere around this.
Yeah, if... if people want to look up that number, they can check out Cardano Insights by Maddie and Peter. They do Cardano Insights on the Google Data Studios, and they keep track of how often smart contracts are called. And UsleySwap has been at the top of the list and making the chart spike for several weeks now. I check on those charts periodically.
Okay, I can report it's 421,000 now.
421,000.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's a lot. Here's a good question from Mad Professor. Now, you guys might not be able to answer, but any question or any plans for a Musely NFT? You've been thinking about it? You don't want to tell anybody.
No, we can, I guess. So kind of the protocol Philip designed, or how tokens and NFTs are managed on Cardano, is actually that they actually in some sense the same. They just reference to some other data source, for example, an image. And so our protocol is already able to trade NFTs. It's so actually in our community section, you could already go in and trade any NFT. But what we said, what we want to do is make our own kind of website. For it to also have an NFT marketplace that's utilizing the same UsleySwap protocol, as you also see for trades. So I actually just had a few calls with some designers today working on our UsleySwap NFT marketplace. And I think with this marketplace, we will also maybe have an NFT collection for Milcoders. So there's some good stuff coming up.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I'm a big NFT fan. I'm a collector, not a trader, but I'd be more than happy to go on your NFT marketplace and try it out for you as soon as that comes out. That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. That was the things we didn't know, is that the NFT marketplace is coming up. And thank you for that question as well. Let's see. I think there was one more in here. Let's see. From Crypto Chiropractor. Can we ask about the milk token sale coming up, where a certain amount of milk will be available for less than the current price? Actually, I don't know if it's a good, I don't want to talk about price. Can you guys talk about that at all?
I think we can. It was that the sale already happened. And what it was is that it was a bit of below market price, but the tokens were locked up for 3 months. But the sale is over now. So it's not so relevant anymore. Yeah.
So the sale already occurred. The tokens are still locked.
They will be locked until April. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So they'll be locked until April. All right. So keep an eye out for that, Crypto Chiropractor. Thank you for the question. And here's an interesting question from Enoch Sosh. Are there any partnerships close to being announced? Now, the problem with that question is if it hasn't been announced yet, they can't announce it. So thank you, Enoch, for the question. So the general question is, do you have any partnership announcements that you can say right now?
I think we might be close to announce some, but at least I don't know. At least I don't know any we can announce now. Do you, Philip?
No, I don't know of any that you don't know. So
okay.
Yeah. So that's the hard part about those questions. Like if someone has an NDA, sometimes they can't even say, I have an NDA. Do you have a partnership announcement? No. So thanks for the question, Enoch. We do not have any surprise announcements coming up here. So thanks for the question anyway, though. And I think we pretty much covered everything for today. Is there anything else you guys wanted to touch on or go over today about the DEX? You have the frequently asked questions section. I encourage people to check that out. And I'll give you an example. Like if you're using a particular wallet, let's say you're using either NAMI wallet or CC Vault, and it doesn't respond in the way you expected, make sure you go check out, is it a wallet problem? Or is it a DEX problem? Or where does that lie? You know, where's the problem actually occurred, right? Do you just have to wait to get your tokens? Is there anything else we need to touch on though?
I think what we can say here as a general remark is expect delays, expect that it might take a long time to do your transaction. So if there's some kind of error that says you might have a previous transaction pending, it might be that you just sent money to your wallet, or you set collateral or something, and this transaction might still be pending, and then the DEX will not be able to cancel your order. So sometimes please just be patient and try again. And if it doesn't work, reach out through any of our customer support channels. We're always happy to help.
Okay. And there was something you also, thank you for that, Chris. And there was also something you mentioned earlier about when you're canceling transactions, if someone submits multiple transactions and then they want to go back and cancel it, what are the some of the user issues they can run in there, run into? Like you can only cancel one at a time.
Should I take it? Do you want to answer, Philip?
Yeah, sure. You already answered before. So.
Okay. So what basically happens in Cardano, if you interact with any smart contract, for example, the canceling, is that you need to provide collateral to it. This collateral you set up once in your wallet. And what actually happens is that when you interact with the smart contract, the collateral is sent with it, but actually not used. But because you only have one collateral, it means that when you submit a cancel transaction, this collateral is used, or this collateral UTXO is used until the cancel transaction is basically settled on the blockchain and the money is back in your wallet, you will not be able to cancel another order. So I see a lot of people that say, I have open orders now, I have five, I want to cancel them all at once. And that doesn't work because of the requirement that you have this collateral, which needs to go with one cancellation and first comes back before you can do the next one. And I think that's something very interesting to understand, which is a problem with all the DApps out there right now.
But what we can also say is that, you know, however long something may take currently, what will never happen is that any funds are lost, or like, I mean, things are guaranteed to be correct by the smart contracts. And so there's no need to worry there. Just be patient.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So those are two good recommendations for the users from a technical perspective is, you know, be patient. And if you do decide to cancel orders, if you make two or more orders and you go to cancel it, you can only cancel them one at a time, because that UTXO is being used for the collateral. So you can cancel it. All right, good stuff. Okay, hey, that sounds good. I think we covered everything we need to today on UtilitySwap and how it works. You guys have done a lot of podcasts out there with the other teams. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up for the day?
No, I think thank you for having us, at least from my side. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the interview, and keep trading on UtilitySwap, everyone.
Oh yeah, keep trading out. All right, so for the viewers, keep trading on UtilitySwap. It's a lot of fun. I certainly enjoy doing it. And also in the description down below, we have the links to the Twitter, as I mentioned at the beginning. So check out their Twitter account, Discord, Telegram accounts. Make sure to follow them on Twitter and Wired Honor. Smash that like and subscribe button. Hey everybody, y'all have a great day. We're punching out. And remember, Cardano going for number one all day, every day. Thank you, gentlemen, for building on Cardano.
Thank you.